Hey everybody, this is Chris Kelso with Unmanned. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Today's episode is Drunken Drones Volume 2, and we've added special guest Raya along with Colin. So we have a good, nice three-way here, and we do have some controversial topics, just like in the previous episode. Some of these include deployment stuff. We talk about the Navy and Air Force dick drawing in the sky. We also go into some other things that you're going to want to stay tuned into, especially at the end when we talk about toilet hooch. This episode is vulgar. There is a lot of language and inappropriate content. So there is your warning. Okay, so check it out, listen up, make sure you like and share. Thanks. So, welcome to Unmanned, everybody. This is Chris Kelso. Today we're going to do episode 2 of Drunken Drones. I'm here with my buddy Colin and Raya.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? I am drinking, well, right now I'm drinking a Natty Light, Natterdays, Saturday, what, no, not Saturday, what the fuck did I say?
Saturdays
Saturday,
are for the boys.
Strawberry Lemonade. Yeah, Natty Light bringing it back after 20 years of being shit. So, Colin, what do you got over there?
Got a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. You know, good standby IPA, or it's not really an IPA, it's a pale ale, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
And I jumped on the Natty Light bandwagon to relive high school horror days. Yeah.
I'll be switching to a Goose Island IPA.
Yeah,
to
okay, no,
class it up a little bit.
Can't be drinking this shit all podcast.
No.
A couple topics. I think we should bring up the most new, recent, crazy shit going on right now, which is the Iran shooting down. What was it? A Global Hawk?
It was a Global Hawk. Yeah.
Global Hawk. Mm-hmm. I heard they took a shot at the Reaper as well.
Yeah, I saw like one article open source that said they, like the day before, they took a pot shot at a Reaper, and I mean, as credible as whatever news source it was, I don't remember what it was, but they said they shot an SA-7 at it, and I'm like, I mean. Just throw a rock, like it's gonna have the same,
handgun.
Yeah, right. Like
who still uses SA-7, right?
Apparently, well, Iran still has F-4s and F-14s, so I mean, they're not exactly up with the times.
Well, they missed. So
yeah,
but did anybody know how the RQ-4 got shot down? What they use?
I don't know what they use.
Big dolphin looking fucking plane. I mean,
no, it was a SAM. It was
oh no shit.
Yeah, like one of the. It's whatever the Iranian variant of like an SA-5 or something, I think. It's been
Jeez,
a long...
SA-5s are huge.
Yeah, and they're expensive.
Along
yeah.
the coast, I would imagine.
It, again, all open source stuff. I haven't seen anything classed on this, but the image I saw was, it was like 120 miles shot. Ooh. So, I mean, it was relatively close to the Iranian coast, but like the way the Strait of Hormuz, it was way south in the Strait of Hormuz, and they shot it from kind of the north coast of, you know, like the northern tip of the strait. It was like a 120-mile shot, which kind of limits how many missiles it could have been.
Damn.
So they wasted an expensive missile on a drone.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's a win for them, though, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, they were probably stoked.
Like, yeah, Iran's probably like, holy shit, we
did it! Yeah, right? I mean, like, American...
I finally got those fucking American pigs.
Shot
I don't know why I'm turning French on this one. Yeah. Sorry, French people. But,
no, I mean, like, American pilots get all stoked when they get to shoot down a Pred or something, you know?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But
everyone's
like,
happy.
But, like, do all the bros in the squadron give that guy shit for shooting down a 2,000-pound airplane?
Do you think they knew it happened? Did they go Lost Link? I mean, it's all, like, fucking, you know.
I should have prepped for this.
It's all computer shit. Like, they're the nerds of the drone world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I should have prepped for this because I know a guy that flies them.
sorry, bud. You're like the women's NBA of drones. I'm sorry, Ryan, but
the Women's World Cup, okay? Let's keep it contemporary.
Hey, they fucking win. RQ-4s right now are not winning.
No.
I mean, and they have enlisted flying those things, too.
And they are not super smart.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to enlisted people flying drones?
No.
It's like time to fucking rock. You're like, dear Lord,
well,
I'll come
argument,
over
right,
this
so, there's a counter argument against enlisted people flying
no, okay,
fucking...
I'm gonna
point out that the
army.
Only pilot in the room didn't say that shit.
Yeah. I mean,
Jeez, we're so hard on ourselves, we don't even want ourselves to fly a plane. So we said
they were Army. They were Army.
You know, I do have a couple people that I've worked with in the past that did fly the RQ-4s, but now they're back in the Reaper community, so.
I wonder why they came back.
Probably because they didn't want to get shot down by everyone.
Let's see, they can't shoot, they fly with a keyboard, they can't shoot.
Yeah. We recruited them in the malls of America.
Yeah,
no
right?
Shit.
Good kill.
Right outside the arcade.
Good kill, yeah.
I don't know anything about the RQ-4, I've never learned anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Except that it flies around and takes pictures of shit and stuff.
Or something.
It just barely.
Like, I mean, it seems like a boring ass plane.
Yeah.
It's like old school, you know, what's the planes they used to fly back in like World War II where they just fly around and like take pictures and fucking, must have been boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be on a bomber or something where you're like manning a gun or, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that was one of the things when I moved to the unmanned world, I was like, stiff arming the RQ-4. I was like, I want the 1 or the 9 because if I'm going to leave manned aviation, I at least want to be able to shoot stuff.
Weapons, right? Yeah, exactly.
Poor RQ-4s don't have shit.
They don't have anything.
They're a boring plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think they were happy when they got shot? They're probably
like, I could go home.
You got to kill like, you know, 100 more of these so I can get out of this fucking job.
Probably still had to piss and bleed though.
Oh, I don't know how that's categorized.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that shit works in the RQ-4 community.
No, I don't know.
Well, I guess the Navy had a P-8 flying in the same area. They got footage of it.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's like a grainy MTS-style image of like the smoke trail kind of falling down. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That would be cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was on the news. Yeah.
Well, cool. I live in Iraq.
I mean, I hardly ever watch the news either, but I think I was
my... kidding? The presidential debates are coming on. It's going to be epic.
Yeah. Yeah, I've managed to ignore those, too.
Yeah,
so.
I got to learn Spanish to watch the fucking election.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Democrats.
There goes half of Kelso's clientele.
I'll make fun of Republicans, too. Oh, shit.
No,
I saw a picture of Ted Cruz with his beard and shit. He's all propped up on a couch looking like he's going to seduce the rest of Texas or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
It was pretty funny, though. Mm-hmm. I like him better with the beard, though. But yeah.
I like pretty much all guys better with a beard. It's a good manly look.
I mean,
there you go. There it is for the world.
Sure.
No homo.
If you're in a column, grow a beard.
Yeah.
Are you in a contractor unless you have a beard?
Do you even contract,
know.
Bro?
Do you? I know.
You know how many guys I know that get out, though, and they're clean-shaven, and they still get the military haircut? Like, they can't break it.
What kind of guy are they, though? They're a certain kind of guy.
Retired officers.
Yeah.
They're retired officers. Yeah. And I'm not talking, like, a guy that gets out as a captain or major. I mean, like, retired 30-year colonel. Like, he refuses to grow a speckle of hair on his face. At least grow a mustache, you fucker. You know, join the group. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
See, I don't like...
That's how you get to colonel.
I don't like the hair on top of my head, but I do like it on my face. So I'm going to grow the beard out, but I'm going to keep getting haircuts.
Yeah.
Shave it off. I shaved my own head before I deployed last time.
Yeah.
You're going to get sunburned. No. You wear a hat. No. Okay,
I'm not a redhead like you.
I
got a base tan.
Yeah. And this hippie sumbitch is growing it all out. He's doing the year.
I am doing a year. I'm not cutting my beard or my hair for I think a year.
Okay.
That's the plan.
How far into it are you right now?
Well, I was here
for that gas mask.
Yeah, you shaved. No, he shaved when he went home.
Against all odds.
He shaved once when he went home. So it's been like, what, I don't know, 2 months?
Because it was summer in Vegas, and it's been about 2 months since I was clean shaved.
Okay.
Okay. Same.
And you got that butcher of a haircut.
And just fucked my hair up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I had to go to, like, Supercuts.
Oh, that's why.
Because the chick that usually cuts my hair here, they were closed, and I needed a haircut really bad, so I went to Supercuts.
Mm.
And she cut, like... one side of my head and then left the other side and I was like, hey, you gotta like take it up on this side too, clean it up. And I had like not the line, but I had like the part.
Sure.
She shaved down for the part, but she didn't do a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like this weird wavy fucking ocean wave kind of hair line. And I just went back to my room, took my own like beard trimmer, and I just cut my own line.
Jeez.
And so I haven't cut my hair since.
So he was pretty clean like 2 months ago. He's got a passable beard right now and like hippie ass long hair.
A passable
beard. So the guy with no beard.
I just shaved the gas mask.
When he grows it, he's like
someone.
A chia pet though. He's got the jeans where it just fills in. Oh, and he's got like that. Like, he should wear flannel when he goes overseas.
Oh, okay. You're the lumberjack.
I look like the lumberjack.
Everyone does, though. I was in the airport at Dubai, and every American, like, fucking flannel and khakis. I was like, you're a contractor. You're a contractor. Yeah, I was wearing a flannel, but jeans. I was like, I'm a fucking contractor.
You're a contractor.
And I'm a contractor. Yeah, and you have my beard. Going. Yeah, my beard.
Chicks don't shave their legs when they're deployed.
That, I mean, sometimes you have a shave-cation. Those bathrooms, ugh. I mean, I described to you. You don't want to touch the sides of the wall. It'll overflow, so.
Just because other people touch the walls? Or, I mean.
Well, I don't know. What the no fuck one they do to those walls?
They gotta be clean if.
I'm not taking chances.
I have no idea. No. I haven't been back since 2008.
Ugh. It's been 2014 for me, so.
4 months ago for me.
You gotta bring your shower shoes, though. I don't care much.
Absolutely. Yeah, shower Crocs. Gotta... Who said shower Crocs the other day?
I think it was Colin.
No, it was somebody we were hanging out with.
Who the fuck were we hanging out with?
Military guy, probably.
Well, yeah, it was.
Where did we go?
It was probably at the squadron.
Okay. Yeah. Shower Crocs.
Yeah.
That's a little... I'm not a Croc guy.
I'm not a Croc guy.
Look, I got soccer sandals on, basically. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, whatever keeps you safe from those desert jellyfish. Yeah.
That's nasty. You guys are gross. What? Showering today and some fucking you guys are, can you like, and you don't even have a roommate, why are you doing it in there?
Because it's easier to clean up when it goes down the shower.
I fucking guess curtains up,
so here we are and desert jellyfish. It's fucking disgusting. Next topic, pressing,
what do you got?
Ryan mentioned something the other night about, you know, where are drones kind of going, or what are things that maybe we don't foresee that they do? And she brought up landscaping, like bush trimming and shit like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to Drunken Drones 1, we had a bit of bush trimming that episode as well, but in a much different context.
Sure.
Go back and listen to episode 10 or whatever that was. And
episode 1.
Shameless plug.
About 30 or 40 minutes in, you'll get a good bush trim story with drones in a different way. But so landscaping, I mean... We talked about the power lines. You talked about the planes with the saws, or the helicopters with the saws. So why don't you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so
I didn't even know that when you brought it up.
All right, so I saw this video on YouTube, and I swear, they use one of these things in, I don't know, whichever James Bond movie where it's one of the Pierce Brosnan films, and he's getting chased around, like, on a Russian pier by this helicopter with all these freaking circular saws on it. Mm-hmm. And it took me, like, 20 years to figure out on YouTube that that's a real thing. And these helicopters are, like, flying along power lines, or, like, anywhere there's, like, a line of trees that needs to be trimmed, like, in a very rough way. The helicopter's, like, at the treetop level, and it's dragging this vertical, like, row of saws through the trees.
So cool.
Yeah,
you should look it up. But, like, why couldn't a drone do that?
Yeah.
I mean, why do we need a helicopter, like, a man, you know, why do we got to put a guy in that kind of position where he's flying a helicopter really close to trees and power lines and stuff like that?
Because flying unmanned saws scare the shit out of people.
Do they have to know? I didn't even know about helicopters doing that.
Yeah, I didn't either until like.
You're gonna find one person that's on a hike or something, you know.
Conspiracy theory.
There's gonna be a drone with flying saws flying through the woods, and they're gonna be like, they're gonna get it on YouTube, and then it's gonna go viral.
That's true.
Chased by fucking saw. Unmanned saw. And then people start questioning everything.
Yeah.
But the reality here, though, is that they can't carry that much weight. They can, potentially, if they build something that could do this.
Yeah.
But the FAA restrictions are for weight.
And yeah, currently the FAA restricts small UAS, and that's the only thing they have rules for right now. To what, 55 pounds or 65 pounds? Somewhere in there. So, I mean, you're not going to get many saws on 65 pounds.
Well, we obviously see the quadcopter communities expanding and growing. Mm-hmm. They're very small, lightweight. We see the military grade, the big drones. We're talking about cargo drones potentially. Mm-hmm. We're talking about all these things. Where does the medium sized drones come in? The FAA hasn't addressed that.
Yeah, they haven't addressed anything about 55 panels.
What else would these things be built for?
Well, and I don't remember.
You gotta carry a load that's not cargo overseas or some shit. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing Amazon deliveries with the little ones.
Right.
What are medium-sized drones gonna be used for? You're gonna have something that has to be heavy.
First thing that comes to my mind is crop dusting.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's a monotonous job. It's very dangerous, actually. But a drone could do it, I imagine, pretty effectively. But you got to be able to carry a couple thousand pounds of fertilizer, wherever the hell those guys spray.
Yeah, so what are these things going to look like? Like fucking helicopter size?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Like
would that
actual
be considered medium?
Well,
probably not. Yeah. It's more of a full size. So,
yeah,
so
didn't I think the Navy built one of their helicopter-style drones, like, based on a jet Ranger, like the Bell 206. You know, like four-place turbine-powered helicopter, and they just jammed a whole bunch of electronics in it to make it unmanned. I think that was one of their earlier... Or maybe it's flying now, I don't know.
Didn't we turn the F-4s into drones?
And F-16s. Yeah, QF-4s, QF-16s down in Holloman.
So it's obviously possible, but...
Sure.
I'm just curious who would even make that. I mean, DJI right now is the Apple of the drone world.
Yeah.
And they have perfected the sleek design. The software is phenomenal. They've got 60% of the market right now. And they just came out with a software update so that the drones cannot fly within 15.5 miles of, like, D.C.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
And so no matter what, it won't fly if it's within that rate. If it figures out where its geofencing is, it's going to say, no, you can't fly this drone within 15 miles of D.C.
Until some nerd hacks it.
Well, they've also come out with government-only drones. So DJI has now marketed a government-only drone where before there was an option to turn certain things on and off mm-hmm. that would prohibit you from being able to do certain things, like sending data to third parties, which is where that whole hacking, sending shit to China thing kind of came from.
Yeah.
So they have a government-only drone now that they're going to be able to sell to the American government that will prohibit any kind of third-party distribution of data, which should make us feel a little bit safer if that's a concern.
Yeah.
But they are building their first... I believe warehouse or their first what's the word I'm thinking of?
Manufacturing
facility here in America, and this just came out on Forbes a day ago, and that's going to hopefully bring jobs to Americans. When's the last time you saw China do that for us?
Yeah,
that's another thing Trump will throw.
Thanks, POTUS.
Trump will throw it in a tweet, but now he's not allowed to tweet anymore because Twitter's got his ass fucking pegged. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I just saw that one come out, too, where Twitter's going to do something. Now that the presidential shit's going on.
The debates, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to, like, make sure that all the people, if they have, like, I think it was over 100,000 followers, they're going to have their tweets be labeled if they are against corporate policy or some shit like that. I don't know. I didn't read a lot about it because I stay the hell away from politics. When I can, but
yeah.
Anyway, so there was that whole, I wouldn't say conspiracy or whole situation that came down though, where we thought that DJI drones were sending shit back to China.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, so
I didn't even know
it
about
was
that.
Pretty controversial, and DJI is doing everything in its power to kind of ease that threat. Thought process, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's why
the perception.
Exactly. So that's why they came up with the 15-mile software update. That's why they came out with the government-only disabling third-party stuff from getting data, and that's why they are doing the manufacturing facility in the United States. But you brought up a good point, Ryan, earlier. You're like, or maybe it was Connor. I remember somebody said something like, "Yeah, but now a DJI is going to cost $3,000." So how do you think that shit's going to work if we're building here? China's used to their wages for their people. What's that going to look like?
Right?
I mean, it's like building an iPhone in America. Mm-hmm. Do you think that shit's actually going to work?
Might work. It might just be very expensive.
But who's going to want to pay more for a DJI American drone when they can get it in China, or get it from China at, like, Best Buy or something?
Yeah.
I mean, there's somebody that'll
Oh,
man, made in America.
The elite class of American drones now, I guess?
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no idea. But DJI,
I don't even know what DJI's like range costs anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have my 107 cert, And I mean, I researched it like 5 years ago. I was really looking at getting into it, and I didn't. So now I'm pretty far away from the little quadcopter thing. I don't even know what those things cost anymore.
No, I don't either.
Mm-mm. I don't personally own one either.
Yeah, me neither.
But I've been thinking about it. My dad has one.
Oh, really? Does he like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah. Because he wants to throw it up and search for shit around his house. I have no idea. Sure. I don't know what he
does. There's so many restrictions, though. Like, you can't have them in parks. Like, when I go out hiking, there's always, like, no drone sign.
Well, they just recently fixed that.
Oh.
Kind of. So, and then this might even be DJI again. They are now trying to put parachutes on the drones, which will allow them to safely fly the plane. I just did air quotes for everyone listening because you can't see my air quotes. The parachutes, though, will allow the safe flyover of people because if something bad happens to it, it will deploy its chute, mm-hmm. and then it'll kind of coast on down.
Right.
You know, I guess that's the fix. I mean,
I mean, it's been working for Cirrus for 20 years.
Okay. Sure. I'm not sure what Cirrus is, but...
So, general aviation plane, I mean, these are like the kind of the sports cars of the piston powered single engine airplane world. They're really nice planes. I mean, they're top of the line is approaching $1 million. So
that's a Goose IPA, everyone. Goose
there
IPA.
You go. I mean, they're super nice airplanes, but they pioneered the use of the ballistic recovery chute back. I think they started selling them in like the late 90s or early 2000s, and they've been very, very successful ever since. But the idea is that the entire airplane can come down on a parachute. Pilot's got like an ejection looking handle on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And if he loses the engine or gets out of control or whatever, pulls this thing, a rocket shoots out of the back of the airplane and extracts the parachute, and then the whole airplane will settle down at a very survivable speed and land. And it's saved over 100 lives.
Sure.
The thing I see that could be different with the little quadcopters and stuff is it might not destroy the entire vehicle when you deploy it. So, yeah. A Cirrus is pretty much totaled when you pull that thing.
Oh, yeah, this will probably pop a hatch.
Yeah, exactly. So
it doesn't need a big chute when it's 50 pounds.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I could see that being very safety-enhancing technology. That's a real good thing.
But even if it's dropping with a parachute, if you're underneath of it and it hits you in the head, is that still going to hurt?
Probably, so. But it won't kill you.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be a safety feature that if the chute is deployed, the blades will stop. It'll kill the engine.
You should go work for DJI.
Yeah.
You got some good ideas, bro.
Yeah.
I bet they haven't thought of this.
Yeah.
Now you're being a dick. I'm brainstorming and talking about it because I don't know what the hell DJI.
No, that's the best part about this is we came up with a list of different topics that I mean, and we're flowing into a lot of stuff we didn't have on the list, but like we didn't research any of this stuff ahead of time. Like we're completely like we're probably
we're
recovering.
Right now.
We're solving the problems of the world.
This is for the average American.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you want to listen to the intricate engineering detailed drone shit, go listen to one of them boring fucking podcasts where they're going to talk about every damn nerdy thing in the world. And if that's for you, then I say go listen to that.
I increased the voltage to the motor regulators.
At 9.5 volts, the ship will deploy. The engines will slow down to 10 RPMs before. If you want to listen to those motherfuckers, then go listen to that shit. Okay? But this is not the show for that.
No.
So I was at Gander Outdoors, I think they just say that.
Yeah, they changed the name.
I don't know why I turned
ding,
West Virginia all of a sudden. Gander Mountain. Turned into like old prospector. I was at Gander Mountain and my son and I get out of the car and we're walking, he goes, "You hear that?" I was like, "No, I don't. Did you fart?" You know, like usually when he says something like that it's because it's not that important, it's childish. But he goes, "There's a drone above us." I was like, no way. And I look up, and no shit, there's a black, like, Mavic, I think it was Mavic Pro, or whatever it is. And it is flying in the parking lot.
Damn.
And this little bastard, I started looking around, because I knew he had to be close.
Sure.
Yeah.
I started
looking
around, I couldn't find the guy doing it. But my son starts getting freaked out. He's like, it's following us, it's following us. And no shit, it was. He was. This drone was actually, we were the only ones out in the parking lot at the time, and this drone was basically following us from the parking lot into the entrance of Canterbury. And it was flying right over top of our heads. And jeez. I was like, you asshole, you're not supposed to fly these things right over top of us. And I mean, he wasn't like terrified or anything, but he was like, it's following us, it's following us. I'm like, easy, dude, this isn't the eagle eye. Okay, okay, it's just some random jackass and gander. Yeah. Maybe he's inside the store. I have no idea how well the line of sight works.
Is it because he knows too much about what you do?
Yeah. He does know kind of what I do. But,
did I, on the last Drunken
Daddy
Drones.
Daddy flies real ones, buddy, not these little toys.
on the last Drunken Drones, did I tell the air show story?
Yes.
The one where I scared the little kid?
Maybe not. I don't know. But if you did, and I hear it, I'll edit this shit out.
Yeah, that'll work. So there I am. You know, it's the air show, and I like working air shows because, you know, you get to lie to the public about military hardware.
Oh, my God.
And so we had the Pred and the Reaper, like, roped off. So all of the people in uniform are standing behind the rope with the airplanes. We're not letting the public get too close. Right. And so this dad and his kid, and this kid might have been, like, 5 or 6, comes walking up and doesn't even address me at all or talk to me or anything. Mm-hmm. He's just standing right on the other side of the rope from me, and he leans down to his kid and he points at the Predator and he's like, boy, you ever seen one of these things, you better run. And I'm like, so I wasn't a dad.
He gonna get you.
Yeah, right. I wasn't a dad at the time because I think that would have changed my perspective, but without skipping a beat, like, I just blew off at the mouth and I was like, yeah, you can run, but you'll just die tired. And, oh, and then I realized, like, there's this kid sitting there, and I, so, like, I'm trying to recover, and I was
shit,
like,
his little pants.
And the dad's giving me the stink eye, and as I deserved, right? Shit. And so I was like, but, you know, we really only go and search after the enemy. And then I like, go completely straight face, and I look at the kid, I was like, you're not the enemy, are you? And the kid, like, shakes his head. Like, I was like, oh, then you're fine. We're never even going to come near you. You'll be okay. Like, you don't have to be afraid of these. And I tried to recover it, but it was so awkward.
As the sensor operator turns the MTS, it scares the living shit out of
me. We should add a half rack out there just for that. That would have been fun.
You see the kid's face on the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
The other thing I always said they should do for the air shows is, like, launch one before the show starts. Get it up to, like, you know, 15, 20,000 feet, like, way above the airshow airspace, and put a rover kit on the ground.
So people can see what it's,
like,
doing?
Yeah, well, no. So, like, hey, stand on that X, and then, like, they can look at it, and they're looking at themselves through the feed. I think that would be that'd be a huge attraction.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah. Should I do that to myself? I'm downrange, and I'll, like, step outside of the cockpit and be like, wait a minute, I'm fucking playing while I'm on the board side board.
Nice.
My wife did that with a student once. She had a student. She called me and she goes, hey, go outside. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and I was night shift. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, this is weird, but whatever, I'll go outside. She didn't tell me why. I go outside in a t-shirt and underwear with a glass of scotch. And I'm drinking. And she's like,
go back inside.
My student's looking at you right now, wave to the camera. And so I wave, and she goes, is that a glass in your hand? Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm drinking. And she's like, it's 10 a.m., Chris. Oh, like, God. What the hell is your problem? And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, so I'm really on camera? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right. And so I just started dancing in the street.
Yeah, there you go.
And a neighbor comes out, and he sees me outside in underwear with a glass of scotch, and I'm dancing. And he just looks over at me, and I was like, no, it's cool. I'm being watched from the plane. He doesn't see anything, and he's like, just shakes his head and walks in. And I started thinking, I was like, that guy probably thought I was fucking crazy. an airliner would fly by, and I'm dancing for him. No, he had no idea. So
the government's watching you. Yeah.
He'll probably leave me the hell alone for the rest of the time I live in this house.
Yeah, you're
so
good.
We have a mutual friend that used to have a ranch,
mm-hmm.
and it was under the restricted airspace where we would fly local sorties. Mm-hmm. So every time I flew a local, you know, just like when, like, as we're getting ready for the gaining or the losing or whatever, we're not doing anything on the range. I'm like, hey guys, slew over this way. All right, find that road. It's like, oh, he's not at work. It's like, dude, I saw your truck and your wife's Jeep in the driveway. I know you were at home.
I'm pretty sure we are not supposed to look at people and identify them.
He lived under the range.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His house was that. Because he was...
I'm bombing you today.
Yeah. He had this huge ranch, and he wanted to put an airstrip on it. Like a little dirt strip.
Badass.
But he couldn't because it was under restricted airspace.
Poor guy.
Well, he ended up moving anyway, but... Yeah, it was fun. And he was another instructor. Yeah. So yeah. I would sit there and, like... He knew exactly what I was doing. I took some screen caps for him and gave them to him, so...
I'm watching you. Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what I was creeping on.
We can't look in windows.
No.
Don't be afraid.
No, definitely couldn't see in his windows. He had very thick curtains. I'm kidding. Yeah.
Good sensor compared there.
Yeah. We don't surveil Americans. They're boring people.
We just mess with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, I think the other night, painting.
Painting?
Like drone painting.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, in what capacity?
I think
talking sky rises here. I mean, do they even get painted? Sure. They're all glass and shit, aren't they?
Well, they can bring up, I think they could transport, you know, equipment or materials up there. If we're talking they can carry heavy things, why can't they carry stuff? That's a dangerous job, right? Building high rises and all
window washing.
Bring
shit up and down for the people painting?
Yeah, why not?
You're saying they'd be more of a transport.
They can do that too, but even
or
like domestic household things.
Put like a can on it and have them be able to spray paint.
Drone graffiti.
And
drone
I love that. I love drone graffiti. If someone gets good at doing drone graffiti, that would be...
A popular Instagram page.
All of a sudden,
pretty cool.
All of a sudden, there's a new way for pilots to draw dicks.
Speaking of, the Navy transcript was hilarious.
I'm just
going to come over here to the right. I'm going to put 20 degree banks in here. Oh, that nut's a little bit lopsided. I don't know what it actually said.
Oh, but. Dude, it's not going anywhere.
They realized it was going to
dissipate. Yeah.
That's going to be up there a while. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They tried to scribble across it and just made it veiny.
Maybe not that kind of painting.
I heard that the Air Force guys just did that too. They got in trouble.
No, so...
I heard something.
The official story was that they were... It was legit training maneuvers.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, I mean, big Air Force, like, you know, if it was actually, like, pilots drawing dicks,
mm-hmm.
big Air Force would have crushed them, right? Yeah. Big Air Force came out and said, no... We can actually explain these contrails with these fighter maneuvers. It was F-35s, I think, wherever they are, out in Phoenix, I think, out at Luke. But yeah, it was F-35s that did it. But they actually explained it with real fighter maneuvers. This is how it accidentally happened.
Yeah.
And they just happened to be in the contrail altitudes. So apparently that one wasn't intentional, or those guys had some hella mission planning skills.
I could see that.
And kept their mouths shut.
I could see the latter.
We had a...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd put more money on that.
Our DO at my last base
mm-hmm.
drew it a dick with the Reaper. And it was displayed in the ops soup's room. On the Zeus.
Nice. Yep.
They had the trail of the plane's flight.
Okay.
So they saw the whole thing.
I've done Zeus dicks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How good were they?
Yeah, two at a time.
Did they satisfy you?
Raya's been so quiet. That's the second time she's almost made me spit out beer. Just in this podcast.
I've done some Zeus dicks in my day.
I'm
the Betty White of Zeus dicks.
Yeah, absolutely. Had my fair share.
The most I did was put a bunch of ducks on the screen or write some stupid message for the next guy.
I had a friend that drew Scuba Steve out in a body of water near our target area. On the tracker.
He had some time.
And then saved it.
That motherfucker had a lot of time.
Scuba Steve.
You have no idea how much time he had. It was like a 7-hour MQ-1 transit.
Oh, fuck that.
One way.
No.
Yeah. He had plenty of time.
I would have merc slapped so many people with fishes.
With a large bass.
Large trout.
You meant by a large
with a large trout.
Large
with
trout,
a large
I'm sorry.
Trout.
I tried to go in there and actually change the coding in that message.
Yeah?
because I wanted to slap somebody with something else.
Yeah.
there's a third beer.
I bet you did.
So having a little bit of coding experience, I figured that I could probably do this. Yeah. So I got into the code and found the actual code where you can change it.
Did you put beer in there?
Did you put beer in her first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You're smart.
That's why I wondered why you came in with an ice bucket.
Because I am resourceful. It's going to be cold.
How much beer do you have left, by the way?
You want one?
Yeah.
You want a goose IPA?
I don't know. Sure.
All right. We're cracking it. We're cracking it.
Why don't I take your last beer?
Shut up.
I'll tell you what. I just opened a summer shandy.
Come at you.
I just opened a summer shandy, so if you don't like that, you can try this, and we can swallow.
You might like the summer shandy better.
Line of Kugels?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Line of Kugels summer shandy.
I'm from Wisconsin, man.
Nice.
I drink that shit from a bottle. You know I can't open this. Please help.
I don't understand how you can't open a beer.
Because I don't know. I have sensitive fingies. Thank you.
You can probably edit that part out.
It's all raw.
Yeah.
It's all raw. No editing. Said, we got her on the Zeus dick. She's been deprived.
One track mind.
She's been dreaming about tracker dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man.
That pre-deployment Zeus track has really got me getting
excited. Some good dreams.
Six to
tonight.
Midnight. Six to midnight.
Sploosh.
Sploosh? Unbelievable. The last time I have a chick on this show before she deploys.
This was cleaner when it was the two of us.
Yeah,
no, it's not even that. It can't be.
So, switching away from giant dicks in the sky, drone projectors were on here.
Yeah,
I'm saying. This was your thing, I think. So why don't you take a sip of your goose IPA and tell us if you like
it. So I think, wouldn't it be cool, because everyone, when they envision the future, they think holograms, right?
Like Tupac and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, like how they do with those concerts. I'm like, why can't a drone do that, but kind of like a telegram, right? Like, happy birthday, sending messages or whatever.
Like airborne R2-D2?
Yeah, I'm fucking saying. Like, hey, send this message to What's-His-Nuts.
So it just flies over there and then it has a projection of you
delivering
the message to even more personal.
Maybe that's the new FaceTime.
That's some rich shit right here.
I'm just saying, for the elite.
For the elite.
Yeah, whatever. Well, no. Eventually, everything over time.
Or what about projecting movies or projecting other things?
That'd
do you
cool.
think they'll be able to do that?
Sure, you can have a drive-in anywhere you want, right? Then if
that
you have your own fucking
cool.
drone, that would be dope.
But I think one thing that everyone forgets to address when they talk about all these cool, crazy ideas is drones have a very short battery life.
How short?
Like 20 minutes sometimes.
Oh, shit, really?
Oh, yeah
that's not
because they're
that's
pure
not
electrical. They're not...
Electric.
Yeah.
So... If you're going to do something like this, it's kind of almost have to be tethered or hooked up to something.
What about solar?
It's not going to charge fast enough.
No.
Not with the current technology, I don't think.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff that's being used for is very, very, very minimal flight time.
Mm. Or put a gas motor on it. I mean, the model airplane people had been flying model planes, model helicopters with gas engines for years.
But if you're going to put gas into it, you have to interject a fuel system.
Yeah.
You're going to have... You know, a bunch of other things that are going to handle that fuel.
Yeah.
A fuel tank.
Yep.
Now you're adding weight. When you add weight, now you have to deal with FAA restrictions, which is why the electric current situation works out so well.
Right. But, I mean, write your congressman and...
Damn
you know,
fossil fuels.
Yeah, get those FAA rules to...
Yeah.
Like, at some point...
It's got to evolve.
It's going to have to evolve. Yeah. Like, they started the whole thing... I want to say they wrote the law or something, because I used to follow this side of it pretty closely, because I flew drones for a living. I still do. They started it in, like, 2010 or 2012 or something, said, hey, FAA shall have rules for this by, like, 2015. So around 2016 and a half, the FAA got around to doing it. And, you know, it's blown up. It's gotten huge. And that was supposed to be, like, prototype phase one of the law. And they're going to have to come along and be like, all right, FAA, like, time to make them a little bit bigger now and write your rules for the next size up. And it's going to take 10 or 15 years before we're looking at, you know, seriously, like, large use in a big volume.
Do you think drones will get bigger first or smaller?
I think, I mean,
good one, right?
They're
already making these little bumblebees.
Yeah. I think the next thing, this is my prediction. You guys all heard it here first. I think like FedEx and UPS are gonna start applying for waivers and stuff to fly their full up airliners.
You're talking cargos. Yeah. That'll be first.
I think I think that'll be the next big thing. I mean, those planes almost take themselves off and land them, you know, by themselves anyway.
Yeah.
I think you'll see it on like the oceanic routes first. You're not going to see these things flying across domestic airspace anytime soon.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I could see like the LA to Tokyo FedEx flight going unmanned at some point.
I think you're right with regard to civilian.
Yeah.
I think civilian UAVs will be larger first.
Yeah.
I think military will go smaller first.
Yeah.
For the ground troop. That's where I think it's going to go. So I think you're going to be seeing development on both sides, but it's going to be for two completely different reasons.
Yeah. Well, there's already some of that.
I can't think of a reasonable application for a small drone for civilian. The quadcopters are already small enough to do most of the things people are doing with them. There's one thing that I could think of possibly for the small drone for civilian use, which would be the fire department. If there's a fire, they can send in a small drone to search the house and possibly look for people inside the house before they go in or assess the danger or things of that nature. But, you know, how well is that thing going to hold up in a flaming house, too?
They do that already. That's really... Oh, in a house. No, I wouldn't.
Right?
But they do surveillance on the outside.
Or maybe a corporate building that catches a fire. Well, now you can throw something up in there and they can do search and rescue, essentially, on top floors before the firefighters can even get in there.
That would be badass.
So, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to go bigger or smaller first, but I think it's happening. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely happening. Speaking of small, that whole Bumblebee thing, it makes me think of the stuff I just saw that came out. That this is recent news. The drone that we're sending to Titan, the moon, the largest moon on Saturn, which is this Dragonfly drone, which I think is cool. It even looks cool. There's pictures of it, too.
Yeah.
Or at least a drawing or something of it. But it's got four blades, kind of like a dragonfly that has four wings.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's got a, you know, kind of a longer fuselage, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Yeah. You got the picture of it up?
Yep.
I mean, does it look like a dragonfly?
Yeah.
I mean, they named it Dragonfly. It looks like a dragonfly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it looks pretty cool.
I think so, too. That's badass.
My question is, we've been doing a lot of exploring with Mars, right?
Yeah, we have.
The whole purpose of this drone going to Saturn, the Titan moon, is to see if there's microorganisms on the moon, or if it's capable of having microorganisms. My question is, why the hell did we go as far out as Saturn?
Yeah,
why the Titan moon of Saturn? I mean, I'm not a damn scientist here, but is that the closest thing that we have besides Mars of microorganisms?
And even that's far.
It is far.
Yeah.
You're talking about crossing the Milky Way, you know? How come no one's...
It's not crossing the Milky Way, dude. It's like in the solar system.
Not the Milky Way. What's the asteroid belt? There's an asteroid belt.
Yeah, you gotta get through that, I guess.
The asteroid belt.
Saturn's ring, yeah.
I'm
Googling... Well, I don't know if they had to go through Saturn's rings, but I mean, the asteroid belt's between Mars and Jupiter.
All right, so I just Googled it. This is Wikipedia. Titan is the largest moon of Saturn and the second largest natural satellite in the solar system. It is the only moon known to have a dense atmosphere, so shit can fly there.
That's why we're going there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come we've never gone to Venus?
I think it's really hot.
Is that too? Because it's
hot?
Too hot. It's Mercury,
hot.
Venus.
Yeah, Mercury,
right.
Venus, and Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, third grade
science. Yeah,
killing it. You know, backup career. Catch me out in space.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I was always just more curious about Venus. It's a bigger planet. Isn't it closer than Mars?
I don't know. I fly on the Earth. I don't.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, so I guess we're sending a drone all the way to Saturn. I have no idea how we're going to.
I mean, that's
got
to be so cool, though.
Here's the other reason.
You're not hurting anybody.
Here's the other reason they're going to Titan.
There's oil.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, shit, am I right?
No.
So,
of course.
No.
So fucking
let's see.
American of us.
Something of Cassini-Huygens' mission of 2004 provided new information, including discovery of liquid hydrocarbon lakes. So they got lakes of gasoline.
Oh, my fucking
dude, there
God.
Is...
Yeah.
That's expensive space travel.
We're gonna bring back you were
just talking about $4 a gallon gas in Cali. Yeah, okay, if we have to go so to fucking Titan expensive. To get it, like, yeah.
Coming here is a treat.
That throws your whole environmentalist kind of, you know, argument the way. Like, nah, fuck, we ain't making electric shit. We're going to Saturn.
For oil.
Wait, what?
Pillage.
Fucking oil in Saturn. We're gonna just invade Saturn, take all their oil on the moons, and bring it back home.
No big deal.
And now we don't have to make electric cars anymore.
We're gonna set up a pipeline.
Yeah. Gotta get through the asteroid belt there, but.
No, it's fine. We'll blow it up.
Sending droids. Droids. Sending drones.
Same.
To the Titan moon of Saturn with our new space force.
That's fucking
exciting. Oh, yeah, yep.
Yep.
There's finally gonna be space shuttle Dork on her wings.
Hell yeah.
Who do you think's gonna fly that drone?
Nerds.
Astronauts, right, I guess.
Nerds.
Who would they contract that out to? Who has a foot in the door with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, who's got the contract
who's
for that, Kelso? You could be hiring for that one?
Shit, dude.
Hey.
I can't fill that position.
Like, you don't have anybody qualified on the Saturn Dragonfly?
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll ask the RQ4 guys that don't have a job anymore. Dragonfly drones.
Yeah.
Man, imagine the delay on that thing, too.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Flying the stuff we fly by KU is, like, what, 2-3 second delay max? Mm-hmm. They're going to have, like, a day and a half delay.
I would be so impatient. But that's really cool, though. I mean, just think what the rovers have provided to us over all these years. Remember we sent a drone there?
Is a rover really any different from a drone?
Oh, it doesn't fly.
Yeah, it's
right?
On the ground. These dragonflies are airborne.
Yeah.
So they're going to fly.
What I'm saying is,
I wonder how much distance they can cover.
What's the difference? Other than one's on the, one has wheels and one flies, what's the real difference between them?
The real difference is the air and the atmosphere is different on the planets. So the ones with the wheels, we knew could handle it because they can drive.
Right.
You need certain similar Earth-like, I would say, atmospherics in order to be able to fly on a different planet.
Or at least know what it is so you can design to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're going to fly a drone on a different planet, you need to know what the...
My fringe.
You need to know what the... if it's going to be able to produce enough thrust, if it's going to be able to lift. You know, I mean, all those things that go into aerodynamics. So they've obviously already researched this.
They gotta. You think they have different prototypes? Just gonna launch the fucking fleet, see which one survives.
The Hunger Games in space.
That's a waste of a lot of money to get. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they've probably done their calculations, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I didn't even know we could send shit to Saturn.
Any planet.
Yeah, I know Mars. There's nothing between us and Mars, but I have no idea how the hell they're going to get through that asteroid field.
I know they've done it.
Yeah, there's, I still know how they do
it. The two Voyagers are out like past the solar system now.
So
like,
badass.
Yeah, cruising out toward the alien worlds and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, those are basically space drones. Yeah. They send messages back and they receive commands and.
We can't fly around here without going Lost Lane, but we can send some shit to fucking Saturn and trust it's going to make it there, relay back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even launch drones from the device.
Yeah.
That's nice. How are you going to fly that thing? You don't have line of sight to that. You don't have a satellite.
You think they're
going to
put a weird ass Atmission on it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's got to be pre-programmed
launch mode with flight-to points.
Yep.
And I'm willing to bet they've already figured out on that planet where they want to survey.
Oh, sure.
And those cameras, those whatever the hell they're using to look or get samples or whatever they're trying to do, it's all pre-programmed. They've already mapped it out. So they've already looked at this and they've surveyed it. And they know exactly where they want to land that damn little shuttle or whatever the hell it is. They know exactly. Now, the drones leaving that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to happen. There's going to have to be a land.
Is the door just going to open?
I bet you it's on the side of it, and it's going to have to be a door, push a button, door comes down, and the damn drone leaves. It's going to have to take off It's going to have to, maybe it just gets kicked out and then the blade starts spinning and then it lifts. I have no idea how that's going to work.
Yeah, there are people way smarter than us that are going to figure this stuff out.
Oh, I know.
But it's
fun to think about.
Shoot the shit about it because, you know, 99% of people aren't going to read and even understand or comprehend what these people are able to do, which is why it's fun to speculate.
And we just have as far as like...
We have a basic drone knowledge.
Yeah.
And this compared to...
About war.
Yeah,
compared to drone astronauts, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drone astronauts.
Fucking space. Sounds fucking cool, right? Yeah. You think they'd be hot nerds or like...
What's that?
Did you say hot nerds?
Yeah, hot nerds.
There's no such thing as a hot
that's not
space
true.
Engineering nerd. And if there is one...
What's that?
I've never seen
it. If there is one, she's already below. Taken.
Shameless plug.
You're going to set up your own website. RiasHotSpaceNerds.com.
Yo, you want to manage?
It's going to be Tinder for space nerds. I don't think that
there's a market
three of
for
them.
Everything.
All three of them.
Hey.
Yeah. No, good luck.
They're going to have conventions.
Something else I saw is drone gaming. And gaming has gone from being, you know, like old school in the basement kind of, you know, or arcade to being a professional sport to being now potentially... in the drone world, and I have no idea how they're going to do drone gaming.
I don't know
if they're going to have. I mean, is this going to be like aerial? I just can't figure it out. I mean, are they going to do like maybe laser tag, but with drones? You know,
yeah.
Obstacle courses with drones, and gonna. I have no
well,
idea.
They have the drone racing.
Is it gonna be VR?
They have the drone racing already, and I think they have like. Some basic version of obstacle courses for the drone racing.
Sure. But that's not super interactive.
That's not
human.
Gaming.
Yeah.
So how does...
I mean, that's
badass. When we're talking gaming, you are competing against other people with your drone in some capacity.
So how is that different from
the
drone races?
Oh, so like the little small remote control robo.
Because racing is racing. But drone gaming can be expanded to all different things. Maybe it's like a game show. Like Double Dare, some of that shit. Maybe you have to do things with your drone and you're timed to do it. So now it's like you're doing like you know the like Titan on Netflix or like some of these shit like Ninja Warrior, right?
Yeah.
You have to be able to maneuver certain ways and do certain things. And if you hit something or you know it docks your time or whatever it is, so maybe drone gaming is going to be more of a game show and not the video gaming world that we're so used to.
Right.
Or maybe it is. Maybe the drone feed will then be like VR or some shit. And now you are, you know, like, I don't know.
By the way, for NBC, UHS already has the copyright on this stuff. Don't try to steal it. Contact Chris Kelso for the rights.
Fucking drone genius ideas!
Yeah.
And then, like I mentioned earlier when we were having drinks outside, Pokemon. Now, I don't know if this shit's in development or not, but Pokemon Go is huge.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be when it got started.
Yeah.
Or I should change that. When it got started, it was like, holy shit, I can go catch real Pokemon. Like, even the child in me was like, hey, buddy, you want to go outside and see if we can catch a Rattata or whatever the fuck they're called, or a Pikachu?
Yeah, I mean, at least it got people like, out of their, you know, off their couches and stuff.
Walking
and
around
walking
the world. People walking around all over the world.
Yeah.
I remember I was
didn't
driving.
People die?
People
yeah, because
die?
Morons
yeah.
were like, morons were staring at Pikachu while they like walked through traffic.
Oh, falling off cliffs and shit.
What a yeah.
moron.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the next thing I was going to bring up.
It's
is it was bad enough. It was bad enough when it was an iPhone. Now we're going to give these idiots drones, and they're going to be like,
oh,
man, I see a whatever, you know, Pokemon.
Charizard on this rooftop.
Yeah, yeah but it's like the rooftop of DFW, and they're like, yeah, you know. Like.
No, but seriously, I think Pokemon Go with drones could be a thing. I guarantee. If it's not currently in development, I guarantee you in the next few years you'll see Pokemon Go, and it'll be in obscure locations, because everyone's just walking around the road and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You start putting that thing on the top of buildings or up in trees or shit like that. You know, you put the birds up in the trees or flying ones up. I mean, shit, dude. Or you put, you know, maybe the water one's out off, you know, the beach. Off the ocean, someone, you know, flying drones out there. I mean, I have no idea.
Well, and I never played but isn't there like a fighting aspect to it too? Like you go to the gym, you collect your Pokemon and then you go fight them or whatever.
Yeah,
like fight
other people.
Chickens.
At, like popular places in town, they make these like hot spots for fighting, and people will congregate there and fight each other.
Yeah.
Through their Pokemon.
So now you fight the drones.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Pink slips.
Yeah. No, just like crashing into each other up at altitude. Like,
well, I remember I was driving around. My kid wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. He likes Pokemon. So I give him the phone while I'm driving around, and we're on the back road, and he's like, oh my God, there's Pikachu. And I was like, I hit the brakes.
Jeez.
I'm driving on a road, and I hit the brakes, and I pull over. I'm like, where is he? I'm going, holy shit, this is dangerous. This is how people are getting in accidents. This is it. I said, give me the phone. We're done.
Yeah.
Did you get him? All
right,
cool. That's good.
Right.
That's
what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You caught him.
But,
all right, cool.
Like,
we're not doing this anymore.
When this stuff starts up and he'll be a little bit older and, you know, maybe get into the drone thing, and then you're going to be like, okay, cool. Slam on the brakes, pull over to the side of the road like you just did, but now you're going to get out in the back and, like, set up your DJI with your Pokemon detector on or whatever it is and, like, go and... He's like, no, we're not...
Pokemon payload.
Yeah, we're not walking back there. You know, fly it back, you know.
I mean, if they integrated the app with the drone, you could literally sit in your house and fly a drone around your neighborhood, maybe, and find these little guys.
As long as you're line of sight.
That's just one idea. Well, I have no idea how they're going to integrate it, but I think if any community is going to want fun entertainment for drone use, it's going to be the gaming community.
Yeah.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, they're all over it. So
yeah.
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to. I've said this before. I don't know if I said it on the podcast or not, but there are going to be uses and missions and purposes for these drones, both civilian and military, that didn't even exist before the drones. There are going to be things that are developed specifically because this technology exists.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even scratched the surface on imagining all these things yet.
It's all kinds of good stuff. So like to wrap up Drunken Drones volume 2 here. Because my beer is empty. And I think we're probably around that point.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody for listening. Drunken Drones 2. I don't know when 3 will be out because we're all going to be overseas in shithole countries with no connections.
I don't know. We might be able to do this all remote. Didn't you say this program that you use, you can connect? And
that's true. I could.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we're not going to be drunk, though. That's the problem.
I mean, toilet hooch.
Yeah.
That banana from my
toilet
car.
Hooch? You're going to have to explain on that one. I'm sorry, guys. The show's not over. Toilet hooch.
You've never heard of toilet hooch?
It's like
this is what you do. So you take, like, and I think this is a brief synopsis. I'm probably
going
to butcher
this. Yeah,
you get, like, a fruit, right? And then.
Are you fermenting fruit?
Then, like, there's something with yeast, right? And then you mix some shit, and it's fucking toilet.
Are you taking the top of the toilet off in the back and doing it, or are you doing it in the bowl like a heated bowl?
you're making
whatever
prison wine.
Whatever works. Yeah, prison
it's
wine.
Prison wine.
Yeah, maybe I can find, like, a can somewhere.
Here's
something.
What I don't trust you with. Fruit.
What?
Because I sat on your black, rotted banana in the damn back of your car, and
well,
your fucking
that, I love
dusty
that for
apple.
You.
Sawdust on it or some shit.
I'm in a rental for one. And for two.
Which means that banana got that way in like 5 days max.
You've been here less than a week and rotted fruit. I believe that anyone can make toilet hooch. It's Raya. She'll ferment.
I fucking got
she's gonna throw a potato in a toilet and make vodka in half a day. I have no idea how
this
shit's
gonna
work.
This is a nice skill to have, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You fucking prohibition expert.
It,
I would have flourished in the 20s.
Making bathtub gin.
She's gonna be bottling this shit. Anybody want some Turner Hooch? turn it.
I come back with no teeth and fucking moonshine.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's fine. It works itself out.
And this is what happens on deployment. You guys make toilet juice.
Yeah, whatever.
Jeez, I've never heard of that.
They have the Amstel non-alcoholic beers and O'Doul's.
Amstel makes non-alcoholic?
Yeah, it tastes fucking disgusting.
Of course it
does. You gotta really miss beer to be like, I want an Amstel.
It's like smoking a cigarette with no nicotine. What's the point?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fucking cowboy killers, shit sticks, yeah. Or no, menthol. That's nasty. Yeah, but we can figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll miss you downrange.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be in a different location. So,
yeah, it's a bummer.
We're gonna wrap up episode 3 with our toilet hooch as the last segment. And thank you everybody for listening to Unmanned, and thank you to my guests, Colin once again, and Raya, our new special guest for today. So thanks everybody.
Thank you.
See you.